Rabotai, one just quick halakha. Another hadush that we came out yesterday in Siman Mem Gima. A lot of times people ask, are they allowed to bring papers that have Devrei Torah on them into the bathroom, when they go to the bathroom? Do they need keys, petor keys? Do they have to put them in a double wrapping? Sometimes people have papers. They copy papers that have Devrei Torah on them, hadushim, and they have it in their pocket. It's not double covered, it's in their pocket, it's under one cover. So the question is that a problem? Or sometimes they have these small Tehillim books, or small Sefarim, they stick it in their pocket, they want to go into the bathroom, they have it in their wallet, these are the cards. The wallet's a little easier because the wallet is kis peto kis, it's in the wallet, and the wallet's in the pocket. So that's for sure okay when you have these little cards. But we're talking about, let's say it's not in the wallet, it's just a regular piece of paper, you copy the Devrei Torah, or you wrote notes of the Devrei Torah, whatever it may be, and you have it in your pocket, you want to go into the Beit HaKiseh. Chaim David, in the Halakha Berurah Chelek Gimal, on page Shin Chav, and the Halakha Chet, he writes, Mutar Lekanes LeBeit HaKiseh, Afilu Shebebeto, or especially Shebebeto, Kishyesh Bekiso Mechtavim, Shekatuv Behem Devrei Torah, או ספרי קודש כגון תהילים קטן או חומש קטן, שמכיוון שדברי קודש מכוסים בכיסו וגם נעשו בדפוס או בצילום, אין בזה איסור משום בזיון כתבי קודש. So therefore, his basic heter is that, like we said the other day, since it's printed through photocopying, however they print it, it's not כתב יד, so therefore, and he quotes a Radbaz, that the Radbaz was lenient in such cases, and he holds that, especially today, that the bathrooms that are in the house are not as bad as the old bathrooms were, and therefore he writes that as long as it's covered, right, he quotes the Radbaz over here, he says as long as it's covered, even with one covering, it will be okay. So you can take the Tehillim book, put it in your pocket, and walk into the Beit HaKiseh, or notes. You don't have to worry about folding them or putting them in another keys and so on and so forth. He gives the leniency. Mishnah Berurah talks about it in Seif Katan Chafeh, in the Shara Siyun Yud Zayin. He brings the different opinions that are lenient or strict, but the Maaseh, he quotes from his father in Yabiya Omer as well, in Chelek Dalid, in Yoreh De'ah Siman Chaf Aleph, that there's room to be lenient with the papers that we have today and the writing that we have today to go into the bathroom, even with one kis, so long as it's covered.